Inside on Business, the news hour is made possible with support of the Strudelhaus, the Metro's only authentic Austrian cafe, bakery, and wine bar, strudelhaus.com. And RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts, with offices across the greater Des Moines Metro. Find them at realestateconcepts.net.
Welcome back to the news hour. In studio with us is Christina Kinsella. She is the advocacy coordinator for the Iowa branch of the American Civil Liberties Union. Welcome to the news hour. Great to have you here.
Thank you so much.
How are you doing?
Very, very good.
Excellent. All right. So I want to dive right into this. We don't do politics on the news hour for obvious reasons. We talk about business.
Sure.
So why in the world would we have the ACLU in our studio? People are going, what's going on?
Well, I think, you know, what we do at the ACLU is we don't do a lot of politics either. We do the protection of civil liberties, and that affects everybody in Iowa, including business. The environment we create by standing up for people's constitutional liberties creates a better environment for business in Iowa and a better environment for business to thrive in Iowa.
When we talk about those constitutional liberties that are out there, what are we talking about?
Well, specifically with the work we do, we're looking at, you know, your foundational rights, like your right to vote, your due process rights, your right to have meaningful choice, your right to be treated equally under the law, your right to privacy. Those are the rights that we work on at the ACLU, and a lot of those are work we're doing directly here in Iowa.
Why is it from time to time that the ACLU gets, is it propaganda on the other side, or is it what about having liberty, civil liberty, whatever it happens to be, what could be bad about that?
I think it's because not everybody agrees with how you're talking about liberty.
Okay.
And sometimes when you talk about the ACLU, sometimes we get a little bit of that controversy, and it's because we stand up for liberty as liberty is. So a lot of the work we do is in free speech. And free speech means different things to everybody, but free speech is free speech is free speech, and we stand up for it no matter what side of the aisle or what side of the argument you come down on.
When we talk about business and the ACLU, and you alluded to the fact that a free society allows individuals better access to all kinds of different things, how does that react positively for business in your mind?
I think, you know, when we're working with business and when we bring business into the work that we do, what they're working to do is create a better environment for their employees, create an environment where they have a more robust employee base. So you have a more diverse base, and diversity is always great. It's great for everybody. So when everybody is protected, you know, you have an environment where everybody can thrive. Because you have that diversity and because you have those protections of those liberties that are so important.
I was listening to some people have a conversation about the current situation that we find not only in Great Britain but also here in the United States with so much animosity that's going on. And one person indicated, they said, you know, all we want are people that come here. We just want them to embrace the American way, embrace our language, embrace all of these things that we expect them to do now. And the counterpoint to that I thought was very interesting. We always have, not immediately, but losing your language or losing your culture or losing whatever that happens to be happens over a gradual period of time. You don't just become, bang, proficient in those things. Would you agree?
Absolutely. And I think that's all very relevant today, given the Supreme Court decision that came down today, or the non-decision, rather, on the immigration executive orders. And that's been a huge topic of discussion, is who we are as Americans and how immigrants feed into that. The face of who we are changes over time as we integrate more people in there.
That's scary for some people.
It is, because change is scary. Change is very scary. But I think if you look down the line, we inevitably become better as we become a more robust society and we bring more people into the fold.
If you had the ear of business, which you do on this particular broadcast, what would you tell them? What would you share with business leaders across Iowa and here in the greater Des Moines Metro about the ACLU? How can you be of assistance to business?
Well, we always work to build very strong, broad, diverse coalitions. Business has a very, very powerful voice, not only in Iowa, but in America, because they come at things from a logic base instead of speaking from the heart.
Sure.
And so we try and make it so that business can be diverse and that they can flourish and grow in a place where everybody knows their rights, everybody's rights are protected. So, you know, when you have the ear of business, you ask them, step into the fold with us, talk to us, let us help you understand what those rights are and how you can feed into it and make Iowa better.
And do you reach out to businesses and offer seminars or training or what?
We haven't really done that in the past. We do forums and seminars, sure, on like know your rights information across a broad spectrum of things. But when we talk to business, it's really what are your self-interests and how can we, you know, use your self-interest and our self-interest to move forward.
Got it. What about funding for the ACLU? How do you guys manage to go from day to day?
We are funded through private donations, through the wonderful, wonderful ACLU members here in Iowa who give so very generously. We're able to do our work. So that's where our primary funding comes from.
And so if someone feels as though, and I use that sparingly, feels as though they have been somehow wronged with regard to their civil rights, mm-hmm, they contact you?
Absolutely. You can find the way to contact us on our website, aclu-ia.org, and there is a process for reaching out to our legal department there.
Got it. All right. Her name, by the way, is Christina Kinsella, and she is the advocacy director for the Iowa branch of the American Civil Liberties Union. So great. I'm glad that you took us up on our offer to come down here and talk, because, you know, sometimes business and civil liberties are at loggerheads, and I don't think that's necessarily needs to be the case.
Absolutely not, and I'm glad we were able to come in and chat and clear that up.
There you go. See? We are not the enemy.
No.
Thanks so very much for coming in and doing this. I appreciate it. We will have all of the links for the Iowa branch of the American Civil Liberties Union. That will be up on our podcast and radio blog so that you can find out how to get in touch with all of our friends. Where do you guys office at?
Are downtown in the Travelers Building.
That's right. With the big umbrella.
With the big umbrella.
Yeah, we love that big umbrella. It's a lot of fun. All right, we've got to clear on out of here. Thank you very much for coming by and doing this.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, we've got to roll. For Jeff Stein, who was in talking about broadcasting a little bit in the first half hour, Tyler Hackenmiller is behind the controls tonight. The program director for the radio stations is Mark McDowell. The voice of Insight on Business is Jimmy Olson. The liaison between our ad agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The music that you're listening to right this moment was arranged, produced, conducted, and created by our friend James Goodlett. You want some music for your business, for your videos? Get a hold of us. We'll hook you up with James. Thanks again for being with us. We're back tomorrow, 5:05, right here with the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. Have a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.